Okay, let's get into item number 12 here regarding possible regarding possible adjustments to the sheriff's tentative budget and reorganization of the community services program. And Lance, I'm going to turn that baby over to you and Hugh.
I'm ready to start.
Okay.
I assume the microphones are on. Generally, I like to speak from an impromptu basis, but because this is a very important issue, I'm going to read a prepared statement because I'd like to have it a part of the record and for future review, and to make sure that we've made a clear disclosure of what our intent is here. So if I may, I'm going to read from a prepared statement. It regards the reorganization of the Story County Community Services Department. Now understand, we have a Community Services Department today, and a wonderful man chairs part of that, Denny Dodson, along with the BCTC and other issues. So what we are proposing here is we're going to look at that Community Outreach and Community Services Department with it, an idea for an expansion, and some other community responsibilities. For those of you that followed my campaign for this office, I'm sure that you will remember a significant platform issue from me was community outreach. The balancing of community programs countywide, a concentration on programs for our seniors, and the development of community programs and assets like senior centers and community centers in all of Story County neighborhoods. The entire Story County staff, administrators, and the commissioners here at this bench with me have come together and share these same goals. And we have all joined together during the past weeks and months to implement improvements to the Lockwood community assets. It's been mentioned here today in the park, in the restrooms, and there are other things coming like the ball diamonds and the lights. And we listened. We saw lists of what you want, what you need. The Mark Twain community now has a new community center. And that community center is a two-story, wonderful facility that Gary Hames made available to them. And it has now a board that's operating. And it has a park. And it has areas to grow and expand. That's all brand new, within the last 2 weeks, along with various contemplated budget amendments to facilitate supporting these comprehensive community programs. Pat Whitten spoke today to you about the library program. We've been looking at all community outreach programs across the board in all of this county in five different communities. This reorganization of our Story County Community Services Department is yet just one further step in this positive direction that we are all taking. So I'd like to next provide a little background on this important community issue. The topic here is whether it would be beneficial to all of the residents of Story County to coordinate and centralize our services outreach efforts under one department responsible manager. I have spoken with a number of Story County residents in all of our Story County neighborhoods, and I've listened to everyone's ideas, and I've listened to everyone's concerns. And I see many of you that I have spoken with here today, and I thank you very much for taking your time and your interest to come get acquainted with this. I have received emails, I've received messages from so many of which I really, really appreciate. In total, I've spoken personally with over 40 residents from all of our neighborhoods, and I have discussed this concept. I did this because I have always, always, during the campaign and now, made a promise to everyone in this county that I would make people-based decisions. That is, decisions which are in concert with the residents that I represent in Story County. I believe we have the community support with this community services reorganization. So I want to first dispel a couple of myths that have spread around the county, since I introduced this proposal at our last commission meeting. Myth number one, that this proposal is aimed at our sheriff's department. Apparently, there have been some folks visiting neighbors claiming this proposal is focused on the sheriff and his department programs. This is simply not true, and it has never been true. This proposal came up in discussions among all of us, looking at ways to expand our community outreach and our delivery of services to all of you, all of us needing outreach, including our seniors, in an efficient and permanent manner. And at the same time, manage the existing budget, but in the most cost-effective manner we possibly can. Currently, we have a number of different departments, all who have outreach as one of their many responsibilities. You'll find outreach in the community chest. You'll find outreach in the fire department. You'll find outreach in the sheriff's department, among others. In fact, the vast majority of the job functions being transferred to our suggested new department manager come from departments other than the sheriff's office. He is one small component. So if anyone is claiming that this is aimed at our sheriff's programs, which are wonderful, which have been well received, and which have been great benefits to our communities, well, if they're claiming we're aiming this at the program for the sheriff, they are just totally wrong. Myth number two. This proposal, this is the myth, will take John Michael Mendoza away from his seniors. I know you love him. I know he takes care of you. I know he's an important part of your communities. So we do not, and it is not true, that we are looking at removing him from his job responsibilities with the Sheriff's Department. Nothing in this proposal prohibits Deputy Mendoza from interacting with the seniors or holding programs for them or helping them. If the sheriff wants John Michael Mendoza to continue to perform these non-law enforcement functions, that's his prerogative in his department. No one has suggested that he can't do that, nor would that ever be proper. The sheriff indicated that most of his time is volunteer time. He told us that at the last meeting, and I believe that. He is very generous with his community. And I'm not suggesting we change that one iota. I believe the plan to appoint one department head to manage all of the community outreach programs for the county is a very sound concept. Everybody's business is nobody's business. Somebody has to be responsible in the chair. So here are my top three reasons that I would share with you today why I believe this is a very viable program for Story County. First of all, better quality service outreach to all of us, to you, to me, and everyone else in our county. Under our current structure, community outreach is a secondary responsibility with most of our county departments. But it's not the primary responsibility in any one department. Putting one management department head level person in charge of outreach as the primary job of that office will lead to a more responsive, more focused result for all of us. And by placing outreach responsibilities front and center in one office, those personnel can be trained, educated, and experienced in outreach as a primary job function. For example, there are federal and state programs, and they will be more readily identified, trained, and we can implement them, many that we aren't even using today or don't even know exist. This department head will come to this group every month and report to the county administrative personnel and the county commissioners, and his ideas and the things that he's bringing back from all of our communities can be reviewed, understood, and implemented on a monthly basis. The restrooms in Lockwood have been down for 7 years. I should have known that yesterday. This will represent a vast improvement in quality communication and delivery of all outreach services to all of our residents over those of the employees spread across all of our county departments. And I'm going to tell you, they're already overrun with other job duties, and they don't have a great deal of time to train or understand or be specifically involved in community outreach. That's item number one. Item number two, it is easier for residents to coordinate their request and their outreach. Now, I want you to think about that. Currently, if a resident or a community organization has a pertinent request, has a concern, has a desire, has a plan, and they need to coordinate for outreach services today, what are they going to do? Well, first they have to identify who they're going to call. They're going to talk to the sheriff's department. They're going to talk to the fire department. They're going to talk to community services. They're going to talk to Dean over there. Who are they going to call? Right now, they don't know. They have to place separate calls to every department. They have to decide who's going to be responsible. Sometimes we don't even know if they'd like that participation. This reorganized concept will provide one-stop coordination for every single one of you, for everything you'd like to do, have or be. This is a very, very important point. The different departments will still be in complete support when we need them of the various tasks or functions or programs. They want to. They're doing it now. They're doing volunteer work. But we will now have a county management department head with a specialized department who will respond and coordinate for everybody in this room, for everybody in our communities. And lastly, I believe that there will be a significant cost savings, and if not a cost savings, a more coordinated control of the expenses that are going into all of these various programs. Much of the outreach now is performed by employees in various departments who may or may have been paid overtime pay. It's happening today. This contributes to the overtime pay countywide and represents a major, major fiscal problem in our county today. Overtime in the county has been bordered on being out of control as we sit here right now. The overtime numbers are simply staggering. With the direction of the county manager and the comptroller, who are totally involved and supportive of this program, we are putting in place strategies to get this back to a reasonable level, under control, and well managed. This reorganization program is one additional strategy in their plans. So let me close by saying I believe this is a great and timely opportunity for all of us here in Story County. This is a proposed permanent department with a permanent department head funded by a responsible program, all of them that are already being funded today, not new, not new expenses, not bringing additional costs, taking and coordinating all of the commitments that are already being made during the budget process. It would be funded to a responsible party who will report back to all of us on how we're doing and how it's being spent within our communities. I can absolutely promise you that it'll deliver better services, better coordination for our residents, and it has the strong probability of saving us a lot of money at the same time. So with that, I would close, Mr. Chairman, and offer this further.
Comments, questions from staff at this point? Denny?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I could best sum this up. In 2009, I elected to leave the private sector and jump into the public sector, which I have not regretted one bit. I can't tell the folks here how much I've enjoyed working for the commission, the county, and working for the taxpayers. It's rewarding. It's fun. Currently, right now, I get to sell Virginia City. I used to sell bakery products, bread. Now I get to sell it town. It's pretty cool. When I first started, I wore a lot of hats, we kept putting on more and more, and because we were doing some good work. I first started with catching a few animals out there. We were doing some nuisance complaints. We were working with all these nonprofit entities that we've already mentioned, website stuff, PIO, doing Parks and Rec, doing quite a bit of things. And then we started with special events. As you know, economically here in Virginia City, we're living on special events for the most part right now. Things are turning. I think it's a sunny day ahead of us here. We're poised to do some great stuff. But I don't think we've seen or anticipated the change that has taken place over the last few years. And the good growth and the right programs and the right people that are in place right now to do good things for Story County. You look at Sean, who was here earlier with Community Chest. That building wasn't there 3 or 4 years ago. And now all the new programs they're doing. You look at the senior centers, Mary Lee now in there, and Alicia, April, the new, all the stuff, the energy there, that's the fundraisers they're doing. It's hard for one person to be a part of all that. And then we add the tourism piece, and where we've taken tourism with the direction of Mr. Chauvin in here, it's fun. It's exciting. That's what it should be. We're driving the number to get people to town so they can spend money in the shops and drive that economic train, creating jobs. And I think there's a lot more out there that we can do. So I'm here as a humble servant for the wishes of the board and with the voice of the people. But I think you're on the right track.
Thank you, Denny. I would say you have done a phenomenal job. And the VCTC is growing by leaps and bounds, and the benefits to the county are incredible. And I thank you for understanding and your generosity and sharing the responsibilities that you have brought to this point. And I appreciate your support greatly. Yeah. Most of the programs that are under consideration here are coming out of your community services department. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments from staff? Gary.
Where to begin? You know, one aspect of your proposal, Commissioner Gilman, does sound pretty positive, because a lot of problems that have been brought to the attention of my office, we've turned to other places looking for help to get the folks the assistance that they needed. And for years, I sat and listened to commissioners say how they were going to fix things. And it didn't get done until my office did it. That's not a slam against anybody, that's a fact. A lot of the programs that are listed on the paper that was submitted to for this are community programs. One of these programs is Willie's that she's handled for years and years. All we do is help out with it. Same thing with the We Care program. That's not even a program. That's a citizens group, a citizens committee that helps organize these events. My programs, the Neighborhood Watch, the Business Watch, the Senior Awareness, all of these things, those are specifically designed to create rapport between law enforcement and the community. It's community policing. And as I explained in the last meeting, I don't budget anything for that. Find it in my budget where there isn't anything allocated for that. There's not. The only cost that we pay, that the taxpayers pay, that is budgeted for, is the cost of the deputies. Well, I've got sheets full of statistics, too, that show that those deputies are consistent in their performance of non-function duties. Deputy Mendoza, he spends a lot of time working on Neighborhood Watch, Senior Program, any number of things. But when you look statistically, he's holding his own with the guy who's assigned to patrol. The same with Sergeant Quirk, who handles the DARE and the school programs. As Hugh and I have talked in a budget, these guys also fill in for patrol shifts. They're not out there just driving around from folk to folk visiting with them all day long on the taxpayer's dime. That's not what's happening. But we are getting problems solved, whether they're law enforcement or not. This is preventative. This is fixing problems. It goes back to the broken windows theory. If something is wrong and nobody does anything, then more stuff goes wrong. If you address it and you fix it, then, as these folks from the river mentioned at the budget hearing, not only do they feel that their government cares, we have a rapport with the folks in the community, and then they turn and they start working more together with themselves. So there's a whole lot of benefit to it. But yeah, it would be nice if the county does have something to where if it does come to another electrical problem in a senior center that doesn't get fixed for years, that when Deputy Mendoza or myself or Deputy Mahan or anybody else said, hey, you know, we're not getting any response, then at least we know where to go, because we're going to keep working our programs because they're there to build rapport with the community. Without doing these things, we go back to Gestapo tactics. We just throw people in jail and write citations, and we're not a part of the community, and the community is not part of us. That's against what I believe, and I believe that in talking to a whole bunch of folks throughout our county, but that's not what they want either. So we will continue working our programs. And what you do with the rest of the stuff, God bless you if it helps things go a little bit better. But like I said, Willie's program is Willie's, and we do everything we can to help her out to get that done. Willie and I had this conversation when we started working on our outreach programs. Willie was concerned I was trying to take over a program. Not at all. And I think I've clarified that with her. We are here to help her. That's it. We care. That committee is actually there to help me, to help all of us. You know, as far as the senior programs, Meals on Wheels, you know, I can't speak to those. But the things we're doing are being done for a purpose. They're being done efficiently and effectively, and they're not taking away from the performance of any of the deputies. That's all I had on this part of the topic.
I applaud your efforts, and I certainly have no problem whatsoever with what you're doing, and I believe in it. Now, you suggested that you didn't have a responsive program when you first took office, and that led you to create some programs that you felt were necessary in the community. I believe as you look at this commission that you can point to many things that are happening in those communities today that hadn't taken place for years. There is a new community center in Mark Twain and a board. There's an enhanced program going down in Lockwood with money. There are budgets being put in place. Those boards are going to have more responsibilities and more programs, and the need as our community grows for much more budgeting. Matter of fact, in one of our last meetings, we asked the board to create their budget. What do you need in order to do a better job with our communities? And we're all here to listen to those things. Let's take, for example, someone to oversee and push for grants. Grants can build swimming pools and light communities. Grants can build parks. Grants can put in skateboard parks. Grants can help Willie's program. Grants can help infrastructure. Those are all things that this board and community outreach and services should be working on. If we don't collectively come together with a department who has specific responsibility and targeted areas, and there are budgets available today, we as a board, in our tentative budget, are approving $60,000, $15,000, $30,000 for many outreach programs. And that's not the end of where we're going. But I'm going to suggest that your sheriff's department, as the law enforcement side of our world, is not the place to focus all of our community outreach, community services, and community support. I think you offer a wonderful component, and you have done a great service for your community. But I know a story where you weren't getting the electrical fit, so out of your pocket you went down there to fix the electrical. That has to stop. We have to have community services that know when the bathrooms need fixing, that know when our community buildings need to be repaired. that Mary Lee can reach out and say, and she called me with a list of things that needed to happen in her community center. All of those can be addressed and taken care of by county management and county leadership. And we can generate funding for it, and we can be more aware of what kind of funding we'll need. And that'll actually help you in the programs that you're offering in your community. And I would suggest to you that it's a much broader umbrella. It's community services, community outreach, community help, and it's all the departments, including yours. And I think you've done a masterful job, and I thank you for that.
Well, just a couple of things based on that, not to be petty, but I'm not a department, I'm an office. Denny Dotson is a department. And I do agree with you, there are a lot of resources available out there, but my fear is that, just like is in the past, is we're still going to be trying to play, well, it's his fault, it's his responsibility, it's that one's responsibility. Might be one person that's hitting it up, but they still have to go around to the different departments and offices to get the actual work done. And I'm afraid that these folks will suffer over that.
I suggest that you
do agree that
program with having someone focused on doing it than letting it be everybody's business and nobody knows. We can do a better job of coordinating and organizing. And as you just said, we need to have a focal point on all of these community programs. This board, this management, our county manager, are all committed and focused. The library is being redone for our community today. And you've already seen in our communities assets being improved upon. So Jerry, this is working. And if we have, Denny Dotson is very willing to help and share and identify a community outreach director who will look at all of these programs. And there are so many, there are lists, and it's not just senior programs. It's all of our communities, all of our assets. It's schools, it's children. It's the community outreach department. There are lists. And so let's enhance all of them. What would be wrong with bettering what we're doing now?
Absolutely nothing. I think we should better what we do now, but I don't think we need to grow government to do it.
We're not growing government.
Well, if we're creating a new position, then we are.
The position will come out of the, we've already had multiple requests for managers. We're not going to add to the budget one iota. We're going to add it to the focused responsibility of community outreach for Story County.
Well, and like I said, I mean, that's fantastic. I know there's more that can be done for the community. I know there's more resources available. Just letting you know, my programs stay with my office. And we will work together with any other programs. If it improves the quality of life for our citizens, we'll continue to support Willie and her fantastic program and all the rest of the fantastic programs. And if you create something that does enhance the citizenry, the qualities of life, we're right there in support of that, too.
We all win. We all win. And I believe that's ours to have today.
We're going to talk about budget, or you want to go through more on this first?
I don't think we have budget on the program that I know of.
Yes.
I do.
It is, well, the agenda item says budget.
Okay, any other staff comments? Don't believe you're on staff.
Oh,
no,
not staff.
No. She almost is.
Yeah.
So she is.
You do?
No, I'm just Take her.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just going to give you an update and a clarification, because at the tentative budget, during the tentative budget session, there was some cloudiness as to whether or not that tentative budget of the sheriff's was really the tentative budget. That was actually changed probably about 2 days prior to the tentative budget, but could not get into the tentative budget. As it stands now, the sheriff's budget is some $400,000 more to that budget. But what needs to have to happen is we have to have one more session with myself and the county manager, because he is under the general budget. And that will be presented during the final budget. So that will be the budget item.
It's all yours.
We don't know yet. I'm not going to vote in position.
All right, the other staff.
Thanks, guys. I'm Lily Knox from the River District, and I'm just here to say, I would like to see the Sheriff Department keep their program that they are doing with John Michael and the community that they do to help out the communities. It's why, the way I meant, but now y'all got me so embarrassed for coming back. Thanks.
You're opposed to the community outreach program?
Sorry?
You're opposed?
You're opposed?
Yes.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling.
I've written out copy for you. I just have an informational background piece on the entities that the sheriff does for our communities. I would like to, I'm Marilyn Miller, River District. I would like to bring to light some background information concerning the community projects the sheriff's office has presented to the communities. National Night Out was established in 1984 to promote involvement in crime prevention activities, law enforcement and community partnerships, neighborhood camaraderie, and send a message to criminals, letting them know that we are organized and fighting back. Neighborhood Watch and We Care are national organizations affiliated with law enforcement also. These organizations are planned and executed in our communities through a volunteer committee from the River District, Mark Twain, and Virginia City. The same committee plans all of the events affiliated with any one of these organizations. You have a great group of committee volunteers here that know the need of their communities, and it would seem to defeat the budget restrictions to create a department head to take over these functions. I would also like to address the Easter egg hunt and the spaghetti feed in the fall. Yes, Sheriff Antonaro sponsors these events, but with his own personal finances. Volunteers set up and clean up. These volunteers are most of the same committee personnel mentioned earlier. As for the trees in the park, they were all donated by a number of volunteers. Labor was donated, and many hours were spent planning and watering. Now, we do diversify our committee between these three communities so that we can incorporate everybody's ideas and plan things according to satisfy all of the different functions in all the communities. Have any questions?
I understand.
Thank you.
We can sit down. I'm not sure that's... You're going again?
Yeah. Sorry, I have to make a question. Anyway, I got to change everything. I agree with what Lance is doing for the Sheriff Department, and I do want them to keep what they are doing. I don't oppose it.
My name is Larry Huddleston, and I'm a transplant from California. And part of the We Care committee and all that stuff. I had all this stuff written down, and then I heard Lance doing his description. So I think if I sound a little bit bouncing around, it's because some of the questions got answered. I do have a couple questions. Let's see what I put. What if this community outreach program doesn't work as well as the current system? Here's my concern. I was in a Fortune 500 company, and I saw what another level of management or control did, and it really made it complicated. Do we have the option to back out? Is there going to be benchmarks? Is there going to be tests to see if what is in place is going to be work, or are we going to be stuck with it? That's my first question. And currently, our costs for all of these programs are zero. They're all volunteer. Everybody provides their own stuff, be it supplies or in time and everything. Let's see. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm willing to listen, but I hope that if it's not working, we'll at least review it and make sure that if it doesn't work, that it's changed, or take it out of place if it doesn't work. Does that make sense to everybody? Let's see here. I'm a big fan of people that watch their money. And Mr. Antonaro did an amazing thing. Some may know about it, some may not. He moved from a $5,000 a month space to a $500 a month space, saving $54,000 out of his budget. It would be nice if all the rest of the divisions, groups, whatever, would look at their stuff and see if they can do something also. I mean, it would help us as citizens and the county. When they moved, Mr. John Michael Mendoza was put in charge of completing the building. They pulled the building into a lot, put the skirting on it, that was it. So what he had to do, what he was charged with, was to put in a handicap ramp and to get the lot, because the lot was all trenched and ugly. So what he did is he went out and he got the construction done in the handicap ramp the labor was done by a job training company, which did two things. It gave people skills they didn't have before. It also cut the cost to just the concrete. So that's wonderful. And then he also got the gravel and the tractor work done for nothing, zero. So that's the kind of things that I appreciate, I like to see. And so that's my main concern is that we, you know, we seem to be on the right path. Everything's working out in Lockwood. But another thing that John Michael does is he does a lot of senior stuff. He checks on people. If we don't hear from somebody, or he doesn't see him, he'll knock on the door. He helps us with the We Care program. There are lots of times he's not there, sometimes he is there, but at least he's there as a final resource. So I just want to thank him for this stuff. Of course, Sheriff Antonaro, he does the Easter egg hunt and the Mother's Day pancake feed. He pays for this stuff, and that's great. That's wonderful. So I guess I'm willing to listen carefully, more carefully, to a proposal that will give us resources that we wouldn't have, but I don't want it to get in the way of the operation of the that we have, because it's work. It's working, so we're not going to fix it. It's not broken. So I apologize for sound bouncing around, but okay.
We are all involved in philanthropic endeavors. We're all looking to help our community. We're all involved in We Care. Just to give you an idea of where I've been in my past, I supported the food for all of those programs last year, and it cost me $5,000 a function. That's $15,000 hard money. Today, and for the last year, I fund $1,000 out of my pocket a week. 1 week to Mark Twain, the next week to Lockwood, back to Mark Twain, back to Lockwood. I am intimately involved and committed and aware of and hungry for community services, services for our residents. I want to see those community centers grow. I want to see the programs go. I'd like to see, have the sheriff see that he has more support. There's ways to finance things. There are ways to get grants. But I'm going to tell you, if we don't change our course a bit, if we just take the status quo that we have today, nothing changes. We have to step out of the box, and we have to decide that we can move forward with things. Now, you ask, can we change that? Well, actually, we're doing that today. We have programs that are working, and we believe that we can embellish on those and do a better job, that we can enhance in the next years. And this is just our first budget cycle. These folks that are sitting here with you right now have been in the seat about 120 days. And you're already seeing changes in the communities. And I promise you, if you'll give us the opportunity, you'll continue to see an enhancement and a growth. And it's our residents and ourselves that will benefit.
That was one of my things, was I wanted to thank you for all your financial contributions to the community. I'm aware of them, and I appreciate that. So thank you.
I'm committed.
Oh, well, we know that. I know that.
And Dan, as staff, I can assure you, I mean, again, the proposal, as I've understood it from Lance, is simply to basically restructure, repurpose, or reposition the existing community services department and to build on that. So the answer to your question, in my opinion, I don't mean this rudely at all, it's a no-brainer. We will continually evaluate it for better success.
Thank you. That will be great. That would be great.
And as Commissioner Gilman has said, including the requirement of monthly reporting to the board and to the public as to areas of focus to augment and support what Sheriff Antonello has.
Perfect. Thank you.
So I would assume then that you are in favor of...
Well, I'm willing to try, but I hope there's a like you said, if the checks and balances are there, I'm willing to give it a shot as long as we don't hit a roadblock and somebody just says, no, you can't do that. And if we're doing it now and it works and we hit a roadblock that says, well, no, you can't do that anymore, okay, then that's upsetting the apple cart. Okay? Thank you.
My name is Shirley Miller. I'm the field representative for RSVP in the River District, which is Lockwood. I've been involved in RSVP for about 14 years down there. I also sit on the Rainbow Bend Homeowners Board of Directors. First, I'd like to say that I support Jerry Antonero, all his programs, and Deputy Mendoza. I support him greatly. He's an advocate for all of our seniors. And I also support Lance Gilman's proposed community outreach department. I first read about this proposal in the Comstock Chronicle, and that it was to be administered by a department head which would oversee, and RSVP was in there. Well, I had what I'll call a knee-jerk reaction. No one's taking over RSVP. So I was concerned, to say the least. I calmed down a bit. I'm not quite sure how calm I was when I emailed Lance. We had a couple of emails, and I asked Lance to attend the RSVP Advisory Council meeting that we have once a month down in Lockwood. And he had said he would attend, and he did. So we discussed the RSVP program. I explained our involvement, what we do, how long we've been involved in RSVP. But this was a program that's been, I'd say, almost 25 years in Story County. And in Lockwood, it started and it's continued all these years. Maggie Lowther has been heavily involved in this also. And Janice Ayers was the person in charge. So we had a very good meeting with Lance. He explained what the program was, that they were not going to take over, it was not going to take over RSVP. We weren't going to lose Jerry's programs. and he would help us in any way he could. The council asked questions of Lance, shared opinions, and at the end of the meeting, we all felt much better. And I hope Lance did, too. At that end of the meeting, I think all of us there did support Lance's proposal. The volunteers that worked so hard down in Lockwood have been involved in many programs in our area. And there's a lot of volunteers up here in Virginia City and Mark Twain. And they do a lot of work. And when someone kind of gives the idea that they might take over something, you kind of stand up and take exception to that. I think maybe these volunteers that are so heavily involved in what they do every day, some of them, I don't know how they get all the hours to do what they do, like Terry and Marilee and Willie. They might need more time to discuss the proposed reorganization of this of the community service with you. And this discussion could be an end result that would benefit everyone. And perhaps postponing the decision today and opening a line of discussion with all of these volunteers and communication would get everybody on the same page, and all of us would wind up happy in the end. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lance made the statement, and I wrote it down exactly, that there's a strong possibility that this will save money. As a taxpayer, I've been hearing that from the federal government since day one. As a taxpayer, I have seen those types, and I'm not saying this in any way to disrespect you, but I trust you. I trust this board. I think that you, as well as others in this community, give tremendously of your time and your treasure. But as a taxpayer, I'm here to ask you to demonstrate to us, prove it. Prove that there is a strong possibility that it will save money. I as well came out of a Fortune 500 company. Anytime I had a project or a program or a suggestion to either centralize, to decentralize, to outsource, or to insource, I had to do a cost benefit. I had to do a cost benefit of what does it look like the way it is, and what's it going to look like with the proposal. I also had to give more than two options. What we have here is an option that's option A, which says leave it as it is. But even as you've said, even with option A, things are happening. We've got the park, we've got the community center, God love you, we've got the library. Things, in fact, are happening. Are they happening as effectively and as efficiently as they could otherwise happen in another structure? Maybe. I don't know. I'm a data-driven person. I'd like to see the numbers. There's a third option and a little bit of background on WeCare. WeCare came about, that term and that program actually came about when we first formed to do Neighborhood Watch, and Sean and Maggie were a part of that. This was several years ago. The term WeCare actually came from the concept that we were talking about at the time of having an umbrella organization to coordinate everything you've described, but without a physical structure. It dealt with everything from, you know, here we are, a number of organizations, all of us tapping, you know, bucket of blood every, you know, couple of weeks for a donation. So Poor Marshall is getting approached, not Poor Marshall because he's very generous, but as a business owner, you're getting approached by multiple organizations asking for donations. We wanted to look at trying to coordinate even that type of an activity. We actually went so far as to document what this structure and what this process would look like. And so you have three options, Lance, not just two. You've got one option of leave it as is, and I don't know what problem we're trying to solve because I don't have the data that shows me there is a problem. Again, from my environment, if I declared that I had a problem I would get asked the question, how do you know? And then it was up to me to show them that I have a problem. My throughput time was too long. I had a high error rate. I wasn't hiring the people that I needed to hire. This is my problem. Here's why I'm telling you I need another solution. I applaud some of the changes that I have seen. I applaud the first efforts at zero-based budget. However, I think you need to take this a step further. This is money we're dealing with. We are dealing with something that, in a normal circumstance, is going to cost us money. It costs money to centralize, because what you've got are embedded resources in all of these other organizations taking fractional time to do these things with tremendous help from the community. To then take the control, not from the people who are doing the programs in the community, but to take the control out of the hands of whether it's a Jerry or it's the community chest or whatever organization. With that lack of control, you don't have necessarily the same amount of horsepower to drive those programs, which then will necessitate cause and effect, which then you'll have unintended consequences potentially of then causing to have to add more people to this centralized organization. And so my request is prove it that there is a strong probability that this will save money, because I won't pay another penny than what I'm paying right now.
So a quick thought, and I'll just share one thought. Right now, the community budget that's being allocated in this budget for community outreach is $500,000.
How do you know?
Because I'm looking at the budget.
Is it line items in everybody's budget?
This is $500,000 that is being looked at for community services.
But where is the money right now?
It's going to all the various departments.
Is it a line item in their budget?
Yes, ma'am, you can read it.
So Jerry has a line item that says community outreach.
This is not, Jerry's budget. Not community outreach.
No,
Jerry,
I know.
Jerry is sheriff.
I get that, but.
The community outreach department that we have in
place.
Oh,
Denny, got it. Got it.
Right now is looking at a budget of about $500,000.
Got it.
That budget deserves management.
Denny's not managing the budget? He's the manager. How can he not manage the budget? How could he be doing his job without managing the budget?
He is managing the budget. We're suggesting that we can embellish and enhance that, that we can have a more focus. He is really busy with ECTC. There are a lot of programs that are growing. We've got a website going. We've got PR going. We've got a great growing visitor program in place. So let's take and focus community outreach and this budget that we already have in place that is already being spread, and let's utilize it to its very best. And it has nothing to do with the sheriff's budget. It is the community outreach budget. And let me share something that I just looked at just today. So we've repaired the restrooms. Who's going to take care of them? Who's going to close them? Who's going to take care of the park? How's that going to interface with the community center? There are coordinating issues that need to be looked at and coordinated. And we need a community outreach person who will go and coordinate, come back and report to this board, and coordinate everything we're doing in the counties and all of the neighborhoods.
I don't disagree with any of that, Lance. Prove it. Just prove it. I will not pay another cent. I will not see that you're going to take money out of fire or health or safety or sheriff to do this. It's got to be done with the budget that he already has, and with incremental support financially from the other departments, or you're going to wind up spending more of my money. So I would like to see a cost benefit for what it looks like today, what it's costing us. And I'm not talking Denny's budget. I'm talking about what you're considering in terms of the clawback of the other activities and or associated resources to centralize it. And if Denny is so busy, no offense, Denny, but if Denny is so busy and doing all this other stuff, how is adding yet more stuff onto that platter not going to cost us money in having a senior director to come in to manage and coordinate? I don't get that. So, again, you need to do a cost benefit of exactly how this is going to work. Just like Reagan, I trust, but I want to verify.
Judy, no. Oh, you're going to go up?
Okay. So she's meeting
tonight,
and she's going to go next.
Okay.
I'm not as nice as you.
You just don't know me.
I like the way you said it first.
You just don't know me. As Nicole said, and she was there for the startup of We Care, and everything that's happened good in Lockwood is due to two people, in my mind. I told this to Lance, I've told this to the sheriff. Because the sheriff cares, because he makes his people care, because Lance cares. Those two people, both of which, by the way, I voted for, I just want those two people and everybody else, now I feel like you guys care. This is all about We Care. We're in Story County, we're all together, this is where we live, let's make it decent, let's make it good. That's why we're here. That's why all these people drove up here and from Mark Twain and from all over, because we care. So we're willing to give time, we're willing to give effort, but as Nicole said, we want to know that whoever this person is who is going to start doing this, if that's what you guys decide, because that will be your decision, of course, that that person cares. That that person has Story County at heart, in their heart, and wants things to be better. I see kids come home from school on Friday with a bag full of food. Kids who wouldn't have anything to eat that day. Lance does that. I see Mr. Mendoza counsel a youth who would probably be in my backyard right now breaking out a window, except that he cared enough to go sit down with him and his family and talk to him and make things better for all of us. Because the sheriff works with us, because we talk back and forth, our community is cohesive now and our community cares about each other. We watch each other's properties. We try to make things better for all of us. I just want you guys all to keep in mind, we don't want that part to stop. That's important to us.
Yeah.
We have seniors that would have no outside contact if it wasn't for your sheriff. No.
Thank you.
Judy Cohen, I have one question about Lance, if I misunderstood or not. The sheriff's office, though what he does in his office, that's his. You separated that out. His stays, correct? You said that.
Do what now?
That the sheriff office's program that he does for the community involvement is as is. You're talking about all the others. I'm sitting there listening. Centralized. I was there when Susan Sutton was hired. I was there when Susan Sutton was let go. But let's talk about functions. I was here when the community services director was hired. That the position has been for several years. If something's not broken, why fix it? Obviously, at a $500,000 budget, and I heard this, and you can all check it out, one person doing two completely separate functions, where are, and I looked on the website, if a bathroom goes bad, you don't hire a manager to go check every bathroom in the whole county. Everyone should have a job description and their functions. I looked on the human resources looking for job descriptions. If electricity doesn't work in the senior center, isn't there a maintenance department in the county? Who owns the buildings of the county? I saw that there was a grant to put in handicapped, whatever you call it, at the swimming pool. Fantastic. Who owns the building for the sheriff in the DA office? Who owns the building for the Lockwood? There's a lot of older people out there. Why wasn't that included? Why does someone have to justify if it's not one of the top buildings? That's what I'm listening. For example, it's great that everybody's generous with their time. I applaud you. I'm glad you can afford it. But everybody that walks into my store that asks me for a $100 or $500 piece of jewelry, I give it to them so it can be auctioned off, it can be donated. We all give what we're able to. And don't try to reinvent the wheel. It's not like community services just today started. and I agree with Nicole, figure out what's wrong with it. Why isn't it working? Because I don't believe about the cost. You already have one person sharing a salary. And Mr. Gallagher and I spoke about this. One person gets a lot of the salary from the county, from the budget of the county, and another from another budget. That if you're going to propose something, make sure that it goes from A to Z with each path that you know what you're doing and where you want to end up. Because it sounds to me with all the people here, everyone's worried about their particular program. I hear we care, dare, blah. The sheriff's office is the sheriff's office. I haven't heard any complaints about what they do, but why would the sheriff have to go and fix electricity in a senior center? That's what I'm saying. Make sure the functions and the responsibilities of each department head are well-defined and in writing. So if a toilet doesn't flush in Mark Twain, well, then you know whom to call. But creating more positions, taking away salary from here, putting it there, is not the way to go in management. And obviously, by all the people here, I think there's more people here now than there have been in the last 6 months. So my question is, what do you really propose out of this? Are you going to try to put one person that will go around turning off the lights in every bathroom? Or what do you really want? I would like to know what you really want. Mr. Gilman.
Coordination of the effort.
And it hasn't been done till now?
Someone coming here and reporting as a department head to this staff and this commission what's going on in the neighborhood. They need to be working on the grant programs. They need to be working on the facilities programs. They need to be working on generating more budget for more programs that would assist We Care. There are many, many, many programs that if we once identify what the communities need and want, that this commission can enhance.
But, don't
but
you
until think? We have a department that's actually engaged, and I'm going to tell you, Judy, there wasn't a senior center, there wasn't a community center in Mark Twain till this year. That happened this year. And now they're going to get a budget, and now they have a board, and now they're going to start community programs down there. And I'm going to tell you that it will be important that there is a department head here that works with them. Now, down in Lockwood, you've been there for a lot of years, and you have a lot of programs, and there are things going on over in the Highlands that are of issue. But we can do a better job. There's no reason that we have to accept the status quo. And it's not suggesting something's broken. We've been doing great things up till this point. Do we want to do better? Can we do better? And I suggest to you we can. And I think you've already seen that happening in the neighborhood, but I think you have to give us a chance to do so.
Well, I say that use the resources that you have, redirect it, and as Nicole and the other people have said, we have our programs, they're working well. The sheriff's office is the sheriff's office. We need, as a community, the county, not individual communities, we need this. What I'm asking is, it's been 2.5 years late, of what is it, community service started in 2010, was it? In February of 2010, if I'm not wrong, Mr. Chairman, in the meeting at the Silverland, we have a professional in tourism now that is doing tourism, but it's also doing community services. Obviously, it's not working. So you're proposing a completely new restructuring of just the head and the management of the outreach and the community services that are mostly volunteer-driven. Is that correct?
Many of them are volunteer-driven, but they don't have to be. And certainly there are going to be enhancements to all budgets. And one of the things that I've recognized as I go through the various communities is all the communities can benefit from more focus, more coordination, more management effort. And that's what we're looking to do.
So what I say is, if it's not broken, the sheriff's office programs has been proven to be effective. The others, cost-benefit analysis. But I would really like to see some planning because I've been here long enough now. Everybody's got these bright ideas. Let's implement them and see what happens. No. Let's go start to finish.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
You're not up. This gentleman's right here is up.
This way.
Sit down, Pat. You're cutting in line. You're rude.
Hello, I'm Adam Robello from Mark Twain. I'm the new chairman of the Mark Twain Community Center.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And forgive me, I'm terrible at public speaking. I'm kind of confused. When I first heard of this from Lance, it sounded like what he was explaining to me was, like with my position, we're a new organization down there. Most of us don't know who to go to when we need things. And that's what I thought Mr. Gilman was explaining to me, that this proposal is a one-stop go-to place. If we need funding for paying bills, we need funding for a parking lot, we only have to call one person. We don't have to call every department in the county to find out who we're supposed to talk to. Am I correct in that assumption?
You are.
So that it's not trying to take away the programs the sheriff already has, or that Mr. Michaels over here takes care of with the dog food. This would just give him one place when he needs extra resources. All these programs are still going to stay in place, correct?
Yes, sir.
Still function the way they're functioning today. Then I think my question was answered. I won't take any more time. Thank you.
See how easy that was?
Piece of cake. Come on.
My name is Denise Victorine, and I am the vice chairman of the newly created Mark Twain Community Center. And I think what I am sensing here is Story County has some growing pains that they are experiencing. Now, I want you to know that I am a huge supporter of Sheriff Fontenoro and his We Care program. I volunteer for a couple of his events every year, and I also volunteer in helping Mr. Gilman with his food program down there in Mark Twain. And so in the past, I have also been the head of the Mark Twain chapter of the Nevada Fire Safe Council. And during that time, in trying to get events organized and get the community involved in everything, I found it extremely challenging because I did have to make several phone calls trying to get information. Who do I go to maybe secure some sort of whatever it was I needed? And I was having to make multiple phone calls. Now, in the community service program that you are proposing, I can see from my own experience that an organization or an enhancement to what Mr. Dotson already has would be tremendously helpful. And as vice chairman of the community center down there now, I can see where we're going to be needing those resources that might become available to his community services department, which would be wonderful. And so what I would like to clarify now in my mind is that this newly created or enhanced community services program through Mr. Dodson's direction, would it serve like a conduit to the various outreach programs to enrich and enhance their programs by maybe helping them find grants or funding from private sources, whatever, to enhance their programs? Is that what you all are trying to propose? It's not like taking over their programs, and I would like to be assured that each program would retain its own identity that way, that Sheriff Fontenoro's program.
Yeah, let me make something clear for you and for the rest of the folks out here, that the sheriff is an elected official in his department, his office. He runs that any way he wants to.
Right.
That's the same thing with Vanessa. She's the county clerk. She's an elected official. We don't tell her what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Except this. But she volunteers to do it. But that's a very critical and important fact that you need to keep in your mind. County commissioners have absolutely no control over the sheriff whatsoever as far as telling them what to do on a day-to-day basis or anything else, any more than we can with the judge, the assessor, the recorder. Those are all separate elected positions. So the commissioner's department actually is pretty small.
Thank you. And if I can chime in, too, that is probably one of, again, as Lance enunciated, I don't know if myth is the right word or not, but clearly if you look at existing programs that we do have or that we work with, Fort Worth School, Liberty Engine, RSVP, as Shirley pointed out, you know, there's no desire, appetite, or really even an ability to run those programs.
Right.
It is to liaison and to augment or enhance any efforts. For instance, every year I know that Janice asks for more, you know, in RSVP. You know, if we can, again, have somebody focused and dedicated at the county staff level that has time and mission, if you will, you know, then we can begin to get to the bottom of trying to help, but we would in no way ever endeavor. I'm glad Shirley spoke so well to it. Is, you know, we can't run 15 different programs.
Right.
You know, it is, as I believe Lance said, you know, a matter of focus. It's not to run National Night Out, as the sheriff's office has done very well, but to basically support and help.
Right. Okay. When it comes to the budget matters, like the previous speakers before myself, I think it would be nice to identify where the funding comes from and how it's going to be implemented if the community service department is enhanced with an additional personnel that way. I would like to make sure that, you know, everything is cohesive that way, that, like the people before me, you know, let's do a cost analysis and find out, you know, let's weigh the benefits and the negatives here and find out if this is really going to work. And I do believe that the community services program would be enhanced by the creation of this development, but like I said before, that every program retains its identity, and this is the conduit to enhance and enrich their programs.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Patrick Flanagan, resident in the Highlands, and I'm not representing the board of the VCHPOA.
Neither do I.
Huh?
Neither do I.
So I'm just representing myself as a taxpayer. I have to thank Lance for raising this issue and want to say that I support a lot of the testimony that Nicole gave. This is a very important decision for the county, and it's a very complicated one. I really don't have a position one way or the other, except that I recognize that it's an important decision and that we need more information. Lance gave a lot of information today in his presentation, which I think is helpful. But I would urge the commission to expand that we need mission statements, perhaps for this new department. And that affects other departments. How does that mission statement affect the sheriff's department? I get a feeling that there's a lot of overlap here. And when you see overlap, that can cause problems. So I'm concerned about that. And I don't feel that anybody today has expressed a real strong feeling of how people are going, different departments in the government are going to work. My business sense tells me Lance is right, but my feeling in the community says, yeah, but wait a minute, we have to help people in strange situations that are homeless, not eating, and everything, and that raises a different kind of issue. It's not a business organizational operation. So that concerns me. I mean, I'm just recently got involved, and I had to call the police department for help. Officer Mendoza's been very helpful. I had to call the fire department, but the fire chief has been very helpful. I still have additional problems, and I'm having to do this. Well, I'm able to do it, but I don't know if there was maybe a better way of doing it. So that's, I ask the commission, take some time and deep thought before you finally decide on this, because it's real important to everyone.
I'm Ron Engelbrecht, a resident of Story County. I have heard a lot of conflicting things over the last few weeks and months, escalating overtime pay, 83% salaries out of the total budget. There's a lot of confusion on phony numbers, not real numbers, real numbers, okay? Now, in the business world, when you want to start a new division, you take a few people, three or four people aside, all the right types, and you do a business plan. What I would suggest is that whatever this thing is that you're trying to put together, take 3 or 4 months, get a small group together, figure out, bring this $500,000 out of the closet. Where in the hell is it? Show us, okay? But let's do the business plan, figure out the financials, figure out what it takes to get the job done more efficiently. And for the 19th time, Jerry, I've heard nothing changes, okay? So I'm glad to have you back on the team. All right? So anyway, that's my 2 cents worth, but I would appreciate you putting together a little bit of a program to define what the hell you're trying to accomplish. Thank you.
My name is Gunther Foster. I'm from the River District. And commissioners, staff, I'm ecstatic that we are having this conversation, because as you all know, I've been in front of this board and other boards for the last 3 years trying to establish some kind of a program. I have to applaud Mr. Antonor, Sheriff Antonor, for the programs that he has put together. If you went to the Neighborhood Watch program last Thursday or the Thursday before that, that was probably one of the biggest meetings that of attendance that I have seen in any of the meetings that I go to, and that is school district, CGID, the homeowners associations, the advisory committees. It was just outstanding. As for this program, I believe let's not fix what's not broken. I think Mr. Antonor's programs are working well. I understand that you are trying to enhance him and trying to help him out, but he is the face, the voice of these programs. As for the other programs, I think they all fall under one community service department that we already have. As you all know, I have made many phone calls, sent many emails, and I've had nothing but brick walls over the last 3 years. That is why I'm so excited to have this conversation and that Mr. Gilman is bringing it up. But again, trust and verify. I don't trust it yet because I can't see all of a sudden things just turning around and changing just overnight. Everybody's behind this, and I've been trying to get blood out of attorneys or some money for our park down there and could not get it. And now all of a sudden we have all this money that we can throw at it. I would like to see it in writing. I'd like to see the numbers. And again, I applaud Mr. Antonora, and I think we need to fix the community service program. And I think we'll be well on our way of tearing down that wall that's around Virginia City. Like the one lady said, we have growing pains, and we are part of the county. And I think that wall is coming down, and I think we need to address this in further meetings. And I think working together with these people that are here, showing the concern and the volunteerism and everything that they have for the communities, I think if the county steps up to the plate and does their little bit, I think the volunteers, the community, the pride you will get will just be tremendous. You won't even know what hits you in the face. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
My name is Janet Houts. Thanks, Lance, for putting up this topic. I'm glad, but I sent you an email, so I didn't get any email, but you have confirmed with me. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Just to let you know that the programs that you mentioned it is actually, you already have it, but supposed to be the community services supposed to be the coordinator. Because I have tried, I believe it was 2 years ago, on our Mark Twain areas, some of the program, and I did talk to the community services directors. I said, I give a suggestion on the community centers, is there possibilities on that basis? Or another thing is that he guided me that I should talk to the community development. Now, this is the things that I believe in the community, in Mark Twain, that I should contact community services directors, and he is the one who coordinates to get the committees and Mark Twain to have it. You know, at least he should try and not this, but not leading me to go and do somebody else. And now you are saying everybody doesn't know who's to contact to. Of course, he doesn't know, because somebody leads us to another person leads us to another person. So where is it going around? People are starting to get confused. I appreciate that you say that you should have a top management to report on that basis, one person. We have done that before. I'm just asking, maybe we should go for another role. Maybe we should have a board itself, make it, everybody have a discussion, and then report it to the commissioners on that basis. This is just a suggestion on the basis. So in this case, at least every district or community has somebody to represent in that board itself and talk about it. And the coordinators, as you said, can work together with that board and get it done. So if there is a maintenance report, the coordinator has able to do, like contact to the maintenance office to do the repairs. The last things I want to say is, as you know, that I'm always a dollar sign figures, but a costing basis. I'd like to see the cost benefit of that department too, to see line by line, and is it, if it's available online, I think most people would like to see what is going on one line, item by item, that at least we understand where the money goes. Thank you.
John Miller, River District Neighborhood Watch. I have been watching everybody talking. I agree with all of them. But what I'm most proud of is I've seen the commissioners looking at the person talking here, listening to them, not turning away, looking at anything else. I've been to a lot of village meetings, statehood meetings, stuff like that, and you see people walking away and just not paying attention. You gentlemen have made me proud that I've voted for you, that you have watched the people and listened to them. Thank you.
Well, there was an easy vote for us. All right. Do we have any other comments from the gallery, from anyone?
Nobody left.
Everybody went home. Yeah, we're, by the way, it's after 5, so we're locked in the courthouse all night. You know that, right? Okay. Hope you bought some snacks. Gentlemen, where would you like to go from here?
Big Bill, we'd like to go home.
We're only at number 12. We have all the way to 22 yet.
We're just getting started. Well, Bill, what I'll do is, with Bill Pryor's authorship, is I'll take off here and I'll propose a motion.
Okay.
And the motion that I'll propose is that, let me get my thoughts together here.
Yep, go ahead, take your time. It's a tough one.
Yes. I propose that this board authorize staff to move forward with the implementation and reorganization of the community services program and the interview process to get acquainted with potential candidates who would be qualified to manage and direct these efforts. And I will put that motion on the table.
Okay.
Okay. I'll second his motion.
Yeah. Okay. All in favor?
We're on the question first.
The question?
But on the question of this, I'm not totally sold on this.
Yep.
And so that's why it's going to take a good review process on this, because I'll let everybody know right now, I have no intention of taking anything away from the sheriff's programs and the other people who spoke, and they want to have financial accountability for this. I want that too, because this has to be, I think, a cost neutral basis to do this, because I'm not in favor of spending more money than we're spending now, because everybody's budget is as tight as it can possibly be. So, you know, like I said, I'm going to second the motion to study this, but I'm not convinced on this yet, so I'll have to be sold on this before I vote in favor of the reorganization.
The final.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pretty much ditto Commissioner McBride's comments on this. With that, then, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Well, you've all brought up the fact that this is going to require some additional time, and so that's basically. Let's take a 10-minute recess.
Okay.
You want to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Back at 5:30.